Well, the negotiations continue between Republicans and Democrats in Washington today on what could be the next package of aid to small businesses hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The last batch of money, which was included in the $2 trillion relief package, quickly ran out. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, if, as expected, Congress injects hundreds of billions more for small businesses, is it going to be enough?
I doubt it. I'm hearing from business owners and from bankers alike that the systems were just overrun. Remember that this fund, this payroll protection plan, was basically exhausted within 12 days of starting. And so it's unclear whether there will be yet another round. But if we were to add another, say, $300 billion worth, most officials, both in D.C., most business owners believe that this will actually run dry at least within a couple to 3 weeks.
Is the government likely to change anything about the way these loans and grants are being distributed? We do see the news that Shake Shack, which originally qualified for one of the small business loans, has decided to return its $10 million after outrage.
Yes. And just remember, as you said, that this was perfectly legitimate because under the original rules, there was a provision that said, even if you're a big, huge company, if you have fewer than 500 employees in any one location, you could apply for the payroll protection, which is what Shake Shack did. Now, Shake Shack also is a publicly traded company that can go out to the public markets and raise money. And clearly, after the huge blowback, returning the money, but there's lots of other companies that are not going to return the money. I think the problem is that when you're trying to do a widespread disaster relief, it's hard to pick and choose who's the most needy in that moment. So, In fact, if you're a small business, you wouldn't care if a big company got it because as long as you got it. If we could get more small businesses money, I think that the complaints would be diminished.
Jill, one more thing I have to ask you about. This afternoon, the price of oil has just collapsed. It's gone negative, which means what? They'll actually pay you to take the oil?
Yeah, you better pay somebody because it's not worth anything. And this is for the near-term month, meaning that these contracts expire. Tomorrow is when this contract will expire. And the reality is that despite an agreement to curtail production, the world is awash in oil. This is due to the pandemic-induced deep recession. But the fact that oil is down essentially at zero is a technicality of the futures markets. You'll see that the future markets, the months ahead, are trading at sort of what we would say more normal levels, but still quite depressed for where we started the year.
So, Jill, I guess so much for Saudi Arabia and Russia making a deal to cut production.
Yeah, I mean, what we now know is that they compounded a problem. Perhaps later in the year, oil prices will recover. That's what traders are expecting. But, you know, for today, there is just no demand, prices plunging as a result.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.